Well, good morning. As we meet again in this virtual way, modern technology is so wonderful, and we're able to stay in touch this way. But we also are still doing our open air service. In fact, this Sunday being Heritage Sunday, also Aldersgate Sunday when Wesley's heart was warmed, Memorial Day where we honor those who died to give us the freedoms that we have in this country, which are so special. The freedom like any other country in the world, and the people who sacrificed their life to keep us free, we celebrate that today. And let's see, what else we got? We got Ascension Sunday. Oh my goodness, this is the Sunday when we actually celebrate when Jesus ascended up into heaven. And the scriptures say that this same Jesus that was taken up from you will also return in the same manner. And we're looking forward to that time when Christ returns. We're keeping a watchful eye on the heavens. And in the meantime, though, we continue to pray and celebrate and also thank God for the nurses and the doctors and all that are taking good care of us. And with that said, Sylvia March had been in the hospital last week, and she came home this morning. I'm recording this on Saturday morning. Talked to Doug Marsh, and she's doing good. And then I got to talk to Sylvia on the phone. She had a little bout with diverticulitis, and they got her all squared away and antibiotics and different things, and she's home. So keep Sylvia in prayer as she recovers and so many other things. We are in the process of trying to come up with the guidelines and to be able to open the church, so to speak, for lack of a better term, although Bethel has never been closed during this pandemic. We've still been able to reach out and minister and hold church services with a few every Sunday. But we also know that people are cautious, and that's good. This is it's a serious thing. But it's also good and wonderful to be able to meet and to celebrate and to come together in the Lord in person. So we're working on the guidelines that we need to follow or should follow as we work on coming back into the sanctuary. Hopefully we can do it next week, but we don't know, but we'll keep you posted either by email or phone or in person. But keep the leadership of Bethel in your prayers as we prepare to come back together and open up the church for regular worship. With all that said, I'd like to say about birthdays. Now, I don't remember if we celebrate birthdays on the week that passed or the week that's coming. So, just in case, and there's nothing wrong with celebrating a birthday twice, Travis Oaks is having a birthday on Monday, May 31st. So, we celebrate Travis's birthday, and like I say, if we celebrate it in the past, then we will celebrate it also in the future. But anyhow, we want to wish Travis Oaks a happy birthday. I don't know if anybody else is having a birthday, but Travis is, and he likes music. So we will sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweet Travis. You are special in the life of this church and the life of many. So we wish you a happy birthday. Amen. Wedding anniversaries, any kind of anniversaries. We also want to recognize that. So we always want to say happy anniversary to you. And if you have any announcements or anything that you would like us to put on this virtual service, of course, in person we'll make the announcement. But we plan on trying to do these virtual internet services, for as long as it takes, that we can kind of come back to somewhat normal, whatever normal is. So, with that said, we're grateful that you're able to listen and we're able to communicate with you in this special way. Have a blessed day, and I hope and pray that you enjoy the day of Memorial Day. And please don't forget to thank God for all the wonderful people who gave their lives so that we may be free. One of the most important ones that gave their life that we can be free of sin, is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank God for him too. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.